This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
All right, coming up next segment, Millie Weaver and her great crew were at the event at Kent State where the Antifa attacked the police, the peaceful marchers, you name it. Exclusive footage coming up next segment. But let's, speaking of the devil, get back into the article up on InfoWars.com by Mike Adams. Unhinged leftists funded by the Democratic Party and Soros plan kill teams, home invasions to execute conservative, libertarian, Christian members of Congress, Supreme Court's families. Continuing, the surreptitious use of government databases by embedded deep state socialist communists, which Project Veritas exposed, with their government privileges to locate the home addresses of their intended conservative targets, along with individuals to be targeted in their own homes. This has now been openly admitted by these deep state operatives caught on tape by Project Veritas, where they just admit to doxing everybody, just total criminal activity. Complicity on the part of tech giants, such as the systematically banning conservative voices by deliberately protecting the channels of left-wing terrorist groups like Antifa. And we expose all how the professors and everybody that are calling for killing police, killing us, killing the president, they're all protected, pushed by Twitter. The intended targets of these unhinged radical leftists obviously include conservative U.S. senators and House representatives, conservative radio personalities, President Donald Trump, conservative authors and speakers such as Ann Coulter. I have recorded and published a warning to all Americans detailing the plans of unhinged, deranged leftists who continue to be driven to insanity by lying, dishonest, left-wing psychological warfare media, which feeds the frenzy on a daily basis. And again, what's in the internal WikiLeaks and other documents? They're there to sow the division. With USA Children, the so-called media in America has jumped the shark. With USA Today now printing columns that essentially declare Brett Kavanaugh to be a pedophile who should never be allowed near children, the so-called media, the enemy, the globalist Tricom funded, has jumped the shark, abandoning anything resembling the First Amendment role of reporting the news and now resorting to smearing innocent people with encouraging mass hysteria and violence among left-wing lunatics. Now, here's the really big takeaway as we finish this. The corporate globalist media is deliberately driving Americans into a bloody civil war in a desperate attempt to destabilize the nation, invoke shooting on the streets, and ultimately call for the United Nations peacekeeping troops that will depose President Trump under Strong Cities Initiative, an attempt to disarm the entire U.S. civilian population formerly for America, the people on 100 plus million firearms, and have a Second Amendment right to defend their nation against foreign invaders, period. Things are collapsing rapidly, and there's a video that breaks it all down below. Now, you've read about communist Chinese buying a bunch of 50,000-watt transmitters and 100,000-watt FM transmitters on the Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, Nevada, California border. Over 100 stations now. You've heard about them buying up the top 50 universities that are even state-run. That's why Obama let them in to do it. U.S. ambassador to China running, U.S. ambassador says China running propaganda ads in our own free press. He gives examples in Rust Belt areas like Iowa, only because he was formerly the governor there, but it's all over the country, against Trump, against America. Hell, the Chi-Coms own Hollywood now. But he points out how they're running anti-Trump, anti-trade war stuff when they've already been running a trade war and winning a trade war. Trump's just trying to stop that and give us some jobs back. And he points out that it's totally illegal and that the Chinese government's paying for full spreads in newspapers in key battleground states only 30-something days out from the election and that only Democrats could be directing this. Imagine if the Russians were actually buying four-page spreads in major newspapers, and he just lists what's happening in Iowa because he's been warned of it. It's everywhere. It's the Chi-Coms. And that's why they fund all these bot groups to attack us and say, oh, China has no power. They're doing nothing wrong. Jones is a traitor. But the president tells you they're the number one threat. General Mattis tells you they're the number one threat. It is the truth, and we're standing up for America. Stay with us.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
You've got it.
The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Have you or a loved one been exposed to liberalism and identified as having Trump derangement syndrome? Liberalism is a disease caused by exposure to leftists. Many people are silently suffering from the effects of liberalism. Even families of exposure victims are at risk from secondary exposure. Symptoms may include anxiety, irritability, intolerance of free speech, pale skin, uncontrollable screaming, violent outbursts, hallucinations, and in extreme cases, mass hysteria. Spotting early warning signs can prevent this tragedy. There are plenty of options available to recompense leftist victims and their families. Go to InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, and get tomorrow's news today. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get tomorrow's products today. Or dial 888-253-3139 for a free InfoWars store consultation. It's never too late to turn your political affiliation around.
We're now only 37 days out from undoubtedly one of the most important decisions humanity's ever made. The leftists are in full war mode, censoring nationalist, conservative, capitalist speech everywhere, because they know there's been a complete political realignment against them because the spirit of humanity has awakened. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Thank you so much for joining us. We are the most censored, demonized, attacked, lied about broadcast in the world. But thanks to you and radio stations and TV stations across the country, we are persevering stronger than ever. Now, Millie Weaver, I remember 6-7 years ago, she's still a young lady and a mother, and I know her husband, a great guy, Gavin, but she was out there in L.A. in that swamp filing just fan reports for us. It was so excellent. And now she's got over 100 million views on her own two YouTube channels alone. She does great work for InfoWars.com, traveling the country. And she went to Kent State, where they were trying for Kent State 2 yesterday. They were saying, look, we have an open carry here. You're going to kill us like Kent State before. That was the government, not the people. And it got really crazy. The video's up on InfoWars.com. Next segment, we're going to air a 5-minute excerpt. And for radio listeners, we'll obviously narrate it for you. But Millie, we've got this report up on InfoWars.com where there's more than 20 links to Antifa, the Democrats, saying we're going to kill Republicans if we don't win. Maybe we'll start killing before. And I saw the Antifa signs out there that Soros pays for, all the same black and white standardized signs like they have in the New York Times, overthrow Trump, overthrow Pence. If a conservative even eats in a restaurant, they then death threat the restaurant itself. They're now Maxine Waters connected to it, doxing people out of the House of Representatives and the Senate where they live. I mean, they are going into war mode exponentially. You were there, but to watch them attacking police and the police response was pretty restrained to it. This is getting crazy. So, Millie Weaver, thanks for joining us. Tell us what you witnessed yesterday.
Well, Alex, yesterday at Kent State University, Caitlin Bennett, who is the Kent gun girl who has the infamous picture of herself posing with her rifle on campus. She held a campus carry event where she planned to go with a group of peaceful students that were only choosing to stand for the Second Amendment. So you had people from varying backgrounds, ethnicities, political spectrums, just marching for the Second Amendment, carrying their guns on campus peacefully. She had been in communications with the university to plan this. This was all planned. She asked the people to carry their guns, you know, not loaded, nothing in the chambers. You know, so essentially this was just to make a statement and a point about the Second Amendment and campus carry. And so essentially, what happened was leftist media outlets then decided to post a bunch of slanderous, libelous articles about her event and say lies saying that she was a member of the alt-right and essentially that she was going to be bringing violent groups with her, which was not true at all. So that put a stamp on the event, which led Antifa and Black Lives Matter and other violent extreme left groups to decide to come and essentially ambush the march as it tried to make its way onto campus. And that's exactly what happened here. We literally were walking following this group, and then all of a sudden, here comes a violent mob of Antifa and Black Lives Matter that literally came, chased them down, screaming, yelling, shoving, pushing, trying to block the march from going, attacking mostly the police, because the police had to actually form a V-shaped barrier around the march.
A phalanx.
So, exactly. They had to block them from being attacked by this violent, angry mob with sticks and all kinds of weapons who came to chase them down and assault them, essentially. And let me tell you this, you can actually find that on my Twitter account. If you guys pull up my Twitter account, you'll find I actually posted a picture of a screenshot. We've got one of these Antifa thugs actually was carrying his own handgun. He has a holster underneath his armpit, and he essentially is carrying a gun himself, and he actually ran up and tried to charge Caitlin Bennett, and the police had to stop him and shove him back.
Well, I watched the riveting footage. You called me and said, hey, we're live, and I tuned in, and my wife's like, incredible. We're sitting there in our living room with it on the TV watching this, and I'm like, and my wife goes, you're friends with Eric, we've hung out a lot. She goes, you shouldn't let Millie go to this. And I said, baby, I'm not telling her to go to this. She's like, they're like throwing bottles and what looks like hand grenades at you guys. And they're attacking the police. They got guns on their hips. And then they're saying you guys are Nazis, but that you killed people at Kent State back in the, what was it, late 60s, early 70s. That was the state police, or that was the National Guard pulling the trigger because somebody shot at them. You're there exercising your rights, and they're literally calling you all this. It was wild.
Yeah, you know, well, I was just there covering the event, covering both sides, but really what actually was the craziest part here is that we didn't know or anticipate how bad the Antifa and Black Lives Matter groups were going to come out in massive numbers. And when the march, the open carry march, was meeting in the parking lot, from their vantage point where they were standing, they couldn't see how big this mob of Antifa and Black Lives Matter were because they were kind of behind a brick wall. So it was hard to really make out the size of the crowd, how many there were. And really, what's the big point here is that there's the picture right here of the guy holding a gun himself. Hypocritical Antifa member trying to stop people from having a protest.
Let's just say they call themselves Antifa. They dress like fascists. They act like fascists. They're anti-free speech. They're funded by Soros and his son, a literal Nazi collaborator. And then they call us this. They're just idiot thugs. And that's all they are. But yes. Regardless, we're going to come back from break and play 5 minutes of this. We'll narrate it for radio listeners. The point is, clearly they were sent. This wasn't like Charlottesville where it was a bunch of leftists dressed up like Nazis. And we know every leader of that was literally a Fed working for Southern Poverty Law Center. That's why they're coming after me. They're so mad I exposed it. This time it was really an open carry march of black, white, Hispanic people together. They got really mad. So I looked at the new Antifa, especially Black Lives Matter guys with a few white guys dressed up in black outfits screaming Nazi, Nazi, Nazi. and they're so pissed, and it's not working, and America's waking up to them. But I tell you, this is an incredible train wreck to watch this, because 37 days out, 38 days yesterday, Millie, do you agree they're really trying to have some type of violent confrontation? And if it would have happened, it was one-sided by them, if it would have happened, they would have called you a Nazi. Just like when you were in Charlottesville, they called you one.
You know, exactly. I think that the Antifa and Black Lives Matter groups were actually trying to provoke violence. They were trying to provoke somebody to open fire or do something hastily in a moment of fear. And, you know, one of the things that happened was they actually threw a fake grenade into the crowd, and it actually hit my cameraman and bounced off of him and flew over to the side. We don't know what was in it. It was a water balloon that they had to make look like a grenade with a fake pin on it, and it said pull and all this stuff. So luckily, the water balloon didn't burst on us, because who knows what would.
So they're trying to, like, provocateur you, Millie. Exactly. They're trying to provocateur you into response with just 30-something days out. This is the main danger. They're trying to provoke a civil war. We've got to be as wise as serpents and peaceful as doves, but walk softly and carry a big stick. We'll be back.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You won't see me, but you'll feel me.
The West was invaded by Babylon. It was invaded by the Islamists. It was invaded by the Huns. But it never fell. Will it fall now? That's your decision. And if it falls, as the left hopes it will, what will you gain but slavery? Deep within your senses, you know the only hope we've got is launching the new Renaissance. Unlimited potential, as long as we take that promise in our hands. All right. Millie Weaver's here doing an amazing job with her crew, Gavin Wentz and others, out there at Kent State. I want to hear a few minutes of the incredible video. There's hours of it up on Infowars.com, at least an hour and a half of it. What unfolded there, but the left is hysterical. They're insane. Their religion is running our lives. They thought they were confident Hillary would win, but now they're being reversed across the world. The president is talking about global government, new world order. They don't even deny it's real. They're like, but global government, new world order is good. So it seems to me they're in shambles and haven't realized they've lost. Now, I'm not overconfident. They could really wreck things. But don't they see in the end, or maybe you disagree, Millie, that there's no way they can win?
Well, I think that what the left and the Democrats are doing right now is very detrimental for their party. And it's kind of a blessing and a godsend for conservatives and the Republican Party. What we saw happen at Kent State really showed how anti-free speech and anti-Second Amendment the left actually is. You had mobs of angry leftists running and charging at a group of diverse, politically diverse and ethnically diverse a group of...
And by the way, let me say this. Usually they're super cowardly. Running up to a bunch of armed cops that are defending free speech and hitting them, and the police were very restrained. Finally, we found some Antifa, I guess, at Kent State that have some courage because they were acting like total maniacs.
They were, and the group, the gun rights group, they were all carrying guns as well. And then
that's what I mean. You're charging police and people and hitting them with clubs and bottles when they're armed. It's not very smart.
Well, from what I could tell, many of the Antifa that were the agitators that were there, they didn't look like college students. Many of them looked like they were not members of the university, whereas most of the people participating in this rally, this march,
But sure, Millie, your Skype's breaking down. We'll come back to you. My concern is they're going to use Antifa as the cover for more serious Iranian teams that we know are allied with Obama. And this has come out, folks. I'm not kidding. Muslim Brotherhood teams, Chi-Com teams, Soros teams, globalist teams. You understand, Antifa is the cover for violence. They'll be blamed. They're planning something really big. I think before the election, unless they know we're watching them, the main thing they banned me for was saying, be prepared for Antifa to attack your house.
Well, what happens when Antifa decide to start holding their gatherings and their protests outside of voting locations to try to prevent and blockade conservatives from going to the polls? That's what we could see happening next, and I wouldn't think that it's something they wouldn't try to do in order to try to steal away the election during the midterms or during any other future elections, because they just want to use violence and any type of means of intimidation and terrorism to try to get what they want politically. And even all the while, many of these Antifa were carrying guns themselves on themselves, trying to stop this group of students from being able to carry out a pro-Second Amendment march. So it just goes to show that this is all political in nature. They essentially had leftist media outlets demonize Caitlyn's march, saying that it was a bunch of alt-right, bigoted racists that were attending this when it was absolutely not the case. You had gay students, you had African-American students, students of all different ethnicities, and different political varying viewpoints who decided to participate in this march that was just about the Second Amendment. So many of the Black Lives Matter groups and other groups should have been marching with them because they respect the right for the Second Amendment. Many of these groups do. So the irony here is that, what is it? We have some extremist groups on the left, like Antifa and Black Lives Matter, that are agitprop, that want to come out and stoke violence and try to get this group to try to react violently. And the other half of the people that were out there were misinformed people who were buying into the lies from leftist mainstream.
Exactly, because the media runs, KKK is coming. And, but I've seen some of the footage. What did they do, some of the people that were brainwashed that weren't like leftist professors dressed up in black outfits, when they saw like Hispanics and black folks, everybody together, just being pro-America, and they get pretty freaked out?
Well, actually, what happened was many of the other, like, for example, there was an instance where I was standing next to one of the girls who was participating in this march. She had her rifle on her. She was an African-American student at Kent State. And there were other African-Americans in the Black Lives Matter group that were screaming and yelling and accosting her, calling her various names, basically saying that she was a traitor. And they were saying that these people aren't going to have your back. The KKK is not going to have your back. And she's like, what are you talking about? None of these people I'm with are racist. We are literally just marching for the Second Amendment.
Everybody's rights, which by the way, the KKK tried to get rid of.
Yeah, exactly.
I've seen Fox News even have hosts going, you know, the KKK runs the NRA. The NRA was set up for the KKK. I mean, it's just insane.
The KKK didn't want African Americans in the South to be able to have firearms because they wanted to be able to send mobs, literal lynch mobs, on African Americans and hang them. And stop them from voting, bully, intimidate them. And one of the things that this African-American girl said is she said, this feels like a lynch mob. Literally, people running at them with, you know, sticks and screaming and yelling and cussing them out and trying to violently attack them. The police took a beating.
You've got to clip these out. You've done a great job. You've got hours of this. You got to come back on tomorrow. We got to play her and play everybody else because it's just the footage is so good, folks. And that's why they're trying to ban us and block us, because this is coffin nails to tyranny and those that want race war. And we're coming together. America gets it. Trump had Republicans had like 12% black support. And now it's like 35% in major polls. They are panicking as folks wake up right now. So, Millie, we didn't get to all your footage for radio listeners. It's on Infowars.com. It's on PrisonPlanet.com. It's on NewsWars.com. They bleeped a bunch of it. Great job. We don't have time to air it, but it's on the site right now. Insanity. Watch violent Antifa mom attack open carry march at Kent State. Everybody email it, Facebook it, Twitter it. They hope you just lay down and don't take action, or they try to block you, you don't do it. But you're going to override that, so you're going to do it. God bless you, Millie. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you, Alex.
Wow, she just continues to knock everything out of the park, her and Gavin Wentz. So she is the amazing Millie Weaver. We really appreciate her. What courage. Now, I'm not going to have time to get to my footage. It's like 10 minutes where I go in, and they're having an anti-Alex Jones event. It's actually called The Rhetoric of Donald Trump and Alex Jones, Now to Shut Them Down. And you go there, and it was just ridiculous. But that's on Infowars.com. I'll play a little bit when we come back. But Roger Stone's got a huge cabin on his, a lot of really exclusive stuff. And Miss Ford's Dr. Ford, turns out, isn't a doctor in California. Some stuff on her. Just like our information is game-changing, our products are game-changing. And Survival Shield X2 is the pure iodine. No one else has this, from deep earth crystals between 7,000 and 12,000 feet. It's very hard for me to get. It's the good halogen. but instead they hammer you with the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, that literally fog you, fill all your cells, your thyroid, you name it. BioTrue Selenium goes with it like a horse and carriage. Selenium is an electrochemical. It's needed as well in all activity in the body, particularly neurons. So these go incredibly well together. We have a combo of those. Just experience it for yourself. Why do you think they fear me so much? Very simple stuff. Filter your water. Yeah, I find myself selling a water filter. It's best out there for the price. When I say it's the last run, I think it'll be 6 months a year until we get more. I hope we get more. This is the last run, it looks like. Survival Store X2, InfoWarsStore.com, or InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we always save the most important to last. Will Judge Kavanaugh was not our first choice, but overall he's an honorable guy. He's just a little too neocon, a little too establishment. Will he be confirmed, or should they have gone with Barrett? Well, like Lou Dobbs said on Friday when he was on Tucker Carlson, this is a referendum on due process, referendum on basic things like innocent until proven guilty, and other little basic things like statute of limitations. I mean, I never sexually abused a woman in my life, but I guarantee you, they go back and canvass anybody I ever dated or somebody that claims I dated them, they're going to be able to say that. You know, Senator Grassley's calling for a criminal investigation, so Senator Rand Paul and others. of the people that filed fake complaints that the media ran with, about him raping women on boats, beating the living hell out of them, beating up women in Colorado, other people calling up. Why was Congress taking random switchboard calls? Oh, yeah, Kavanaugh raped me last week. They come in and say, Kavanaugh, did you rape this woman in Tallahassee last week? And they're like, "Are you, no, I haven't been in Tallahassee." Well, show us your credit card records. I mean, any call comes in, they vet it. He's up like 20 hours a day. Bugs Bunny just called up from Warner Brothers and said you raped him. So this is a total miscarriage, a total fraud. And now we've learned she's this big RU486 abortion pusher. She's tied to all these weird programs with inner-city youth, inducting them into the psychiatric system, the jaws of destruction, in my view. And you've got her father and grandfather, high-level CIA, and the brother, and these big neocon law firms. And so there's a bunch to cover here with Roger Stone the next two segments, and I'm glad he's here. But, man, the deep state is just showing that this is bigger than anything you ever heard about in Guatemala or Eastern Europe with the CIA. And it's the left in the CIA, but they don't look like James Bond. They look like bug-eyed mental patients. Puts bug-eyed mental patients with national security clearances, with armed death squads, just running around foaming at the mouth, attacking free speech, attacking everything. It's insane. So here's some of the articles. Grassley refers potential false Kavanaugh accuser to FBI DOJ. Well, the person's withdrawn it and said it was BS. Because the media didn't just go with him raping women and breaking their jaws on boats. Lindsey Graham vows full-scale probe into Dems' handling of Ford Kavanaugh allegation. Rand Paul calls an investigation to who doxed Senate Judiciary Committee, Republicans. This is all on InfoWars.com. Daily Caller, Zero Hedge, you name it. Did Maxine Waters' office dox GOP senators during Kavanaugh testimony? Well, according to Wikipedia, that shows where the internet ID shows it came from, it was the House of Representatives. It wasn't her. It was one of her other fellow swamp creatures. Trump intimates Feinstein stuttering. So ACL breaks its own policy, comes out against Kavanaugh. That's some of what's going on here. And them delaying the vote until Friday now, passed out of the judiciary. Roger, you've got the doo-doo, as they say. Tell us all about it.
Well, Alex, I think what we're seeing here is the dress rehearsal for Donald Trump's impeachment. Watch very carefully, because if you've been following the Kavanaugh hearings, you can see the future. If the Democrats win the House of Representatives, they will vote articles of impeachment.
And they will trot out hundreds of women.
All those same women that were debunked during the 2016 campaign, all of those women who can't remember where or when or how Donald Trump assaulted them, they're just sure that he did, they'll be recycled again.
So Kavanaugh is the beta test to trot out a bunch of fake women, a bunch of Jane Does. This is it.
This is the dress rehearsal for what we're about to see if they win the House. You can bet on it. You can see now that truth, corroboration, eyewitnesses, evidence, none of these things matter.
All the witnesses say none of it happened. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, I mean, the whole innocent until presumed guilty, one of the most bedrock principles of American jurisprudence, is out the window. It's no longer necessary. If you saw that exchange in the elevator with the spineless Jeff Flake, in which a woman says, "You're about to put a rapist on the Supreme Court." Really, lady? Where's your proof that he's in that rapist? Where's your evidence? Where are your eyewitnesses? You have nothing. You're a mouthy harpy, and you have no evidence. You're making false accusations, which is irresponsible and actually...
And you got Lindsey Graham walking down the hall with like 50 women going, "Rapist, murderer!" Ah, we'll play the audio in a minute. I mean, this is hysteria.
But again, it's a dress rehearsal. This is preparation. If you watch this carefully, the exact same thing is going to happen immediately after the election if the Democrats win the House. They will vote articles of impeachment like that. Now, unfortunately for them, Herr Mueller and his Gestapo have come up empty-handed. They were hoping to hang this on...
And I always said that when Russiagate fails, they're just going to roll out a wall of women saying that Donald Trump raped the living daylights out of them. Won't matter, they never said it before. Won't matter, there's no witnesses. They're going to do it. Let's go ahead now and roll that clip you mentioned of Jeff Flake. Here it is.
Senator Jeff Flake. Yes, I understand that you said just last night you felt that the witness was in fact credible.
On Monday, I stood in front of your office with Ali Barkin. I told the story of my sexual assault. I told it because I recognized in Dr. Ford's story that she's telling the truth. What you are doing is allowing someone who actually violated a woman to sit in the Supreme Court. This is not tolerable. You have children in your family. About them. I have two children. I cannot imagine that if for the next 50 years they will have to have someone in the Supreme Court who has been accused of violating a young girl. What are you doing, sir?
You can see where this is going. This is unbelievable. Where this woman says she was raped, so therefore. Then Kavanaugh 36 years ago did it. There's just this man-hating thing is unbelievable.
Now, that woman's name is in today's New York Post. The question should be put to her. Where's your evidence? You just accused a man of sexual assault. Proof, evidence, eyewitness, something other than your opinion. Look, if you were assaulted, lady, I feel badly for you. That's horrific. But that doesn't mean Brett Kavanaugh assaulted anybody. This is mass-based hysteria at this point.
By the way, I've been around a lot of men and a lot of women in my life, and I know sex assault goes on. I'm not going to get into details, but I've had some family it's happened to, and it's usually like somebody standing at somebody's house in college, and a guy comes in with a knife and rapes a woman. It goes on. Those guys should be killed.
Castrated.
But most women are running their boyfriends, and they're kissing their ass all day. I mean, in my experience, it's very rare to see guys actually – I've never seen a guy assault a woman. And if I do, I'll kick their ass. But this whole idea that unless it's radical Islam, then that's what they do. They literally kill them, and then the left won't touch that, though, Roger.
Yeah, no, it was a great video last week. I think I saw, I'm not supposed to be there, on Twitter, of a man marrying a woman and then slapping her across the face full force and all of the guests at the wedding applauding.
Yeah, it's full of the Muslim slaps woman at wedding, yeah.
Yeah, extraordinary. But when we come back, Alex, I want to break down each one of these senators who've been on the attack. Hirono of Hawaii, Cory Booker of New Jersey.
Their backgrounds, that's the big breaking news.
Yeah, because we got to get into the hypocrisy of these people and how what's good for Judge Kavanaugh is not good for them.
And so what's the headline later? Democrats defend real sexual assault, frame Kavanaugh?
I think Democrats ignore their own criminality, assault Kavanaugh.
All right, we'll come right back on the other side. And again, they tell you there's no pedophilia going on, even though it's happening. Everywhere gets covered up. And they tell you Islam's not abusing any women. But, oh, my God, like these so-called movie stars say, white males are raping women everywhere. They've got all these so-called movie stars saying, white men want to rape women. What? It's like saying I want to jump off a cliff. You imagine, like, here's my problem. I don't even get it. Like, I don't imagine, like, grabbing a woman and making him do something. That doesn't sound like something good. Sounds like something wants me to jump off a cliff. Don't forget, we got big specials that end today at InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWarsLife.com. But we'll come back with some Islamic love straight ahead.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Well, I was summoned from Montgomery. I had my guitar on my back. When a stranger stopped beside me in an antique Cadillac.
He was dressed like 1950, half drunk and hollow-eyed.
He said, it's a long walk to Nashville.
Would you like a ride, son?
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
He sat down in the front seat. He turned on the radio. And them sad old songs coming out of them speakers was solid country gold.
Roger, why don't you tell folks about the Mueller probe, how angry they get when you talk about it on air. They're so delusional. I don't know why they're so scared of this broadcast, why they try to put me in prison, set me up. I can't get into it yet. I mean, this is on. And then we'll get the big bombshells about the Democrats and what they're doing and the model to impeach Trump, because if they can bring down Kavanaugh, clearly this is the new model. They've been getting it ready for a long time.
Yeah, there's no question that the special counsel's office monitors the Alex Jones show for 3 hours every weekday, monitors the war room, keeping track of everything we say. It really annoys them when they figure out that we're one step ahead of them, and that's only because we learned it from legal channels. The lawyers that they've abused, the lawyers that they have yelled at, the lawyers that they have verbally assaulted, they tell us everything, so we know precisely what they're doing. But they come up short. They have no evidence of collusion or conspiracy or coordination with the Trump campaign. And therefore, the steps are very clear. Win the House of Representatives, close down InfoWars and shut Alex Jones up, try to lock Roger Stone up, and then drag Donald Trump's accusers, all his female accusers, before the Senate to tell their weepy story devoid of evidence or eyewitnesses or corroboration, just raw emotion. But we're going to be told over and over again by the New York Times, they must be believed because they're women. They must be believed. You're disrespecting women if you don't believe the fact that they have no evidence. That's the model. I hope the president is listening.
Let's get into the different Democrats defending the Clintons, defending Weinstein, defending Jeffrey Epstein, defending it all, and specific Democrat women saying, men, shut the hell up, what they did in real cover-ups.
Yeah, no, it's extraordinary. Let's take, for example, Senator Hirono from Hawaii. When Daniel Inouye was the senior U.S. senator from Hawaii, decorated World War II veteran, an amputee, a man of enormous integrity, he was accused of sexual assault by a hairdresser in Hawaii by the name of Lenore Kwok. Then in her 12th term in the Hawaii legislature, but angling for the U.S. Senate, was Senator Hirono. You know what she said in criticism of Senator Inouye? Absolutely nothing. Dead silence. So, hypocrisy, thy name is Hirono. Obviously fraudulent in her outrage. And then there's...
Whoa, let's play a clip of her saying, men, and again, I know what you're saying about Inouye, very respected, none of that was true, but they just say, believe a woman or you're horrible. Nothing against women, but my God, in politics, they're Democratic operatives, they're connected to the CIA like Ford, and we just believe it when all the witnesses say they're wrong? That is insanity. Here she is.
Yeah. Of course it helps that there are women on that committee, but you know what? I expect the men in this country and the men in this committee, and many of them, believe me, because we all signed on to this letter to demand an FBI investigation, but really, guess who's perpetuating all of these kinds of actions? It's the men in this country, and I just want to say to the men in this country, just shut up and step up. Do the right thing.
The sexism, the racism, she sounds like a freaking Nazi. Like, men, you're all men, so you're bad. You're all Jews, so you're bad. You're all white, you're bad. You're all black, you're bad. Shut up, racist! Shut up, you crazy person! All men aren't bad, all women aren't bad. God almighty, what the hell? God, these people are sick.
So, Maisie, it's your turn. Step up. Explain why you said nothing about Lenore Kwok. Explain why you said nothing about the charges that Senator Dan Inouye, the scion of the Hawaii Democratic Party, sexually assaulted her. Go ahead. You step up and explain.
Yeah, tell us about Bill Clinton and the frickin' pedophile airplanes. Or shut up, because you've been covering up. You actually have been covering up. Let's get to the other piece of crap.
In that clip just to the left of Senator Hirono, you see Senator Gillibrand from New York, Chuck Schumer's sock puppet. She didn't seem to have much trouble endorsing Bill Clinton. She didn't have much trouble endorsing Elliot Spitzer. She didn't seem to have much trouble endorsing Eric Schneiderman. She was fine with all of those Democrats, but now she's a critic of Judge Kavanaugh. Another example of rank hypocrisy. And then, of course, there's Senator Dick Blumenthal. This guy's my favorite. He actually reads Judge Kavanaugh, the codicil from common law, the Latin phrase that says if you're caught lying about one thing, it can be presumed that you're lying about everything. Senator Blumenthal, you lied about serving in Vietnam. You never served in Vietnam. Virtually every time you ran for office in my home state of Connecticut, you said you served in Vietnam. You besmirched the memory of the men and women who did serve and give their lives in that conflict. You're the one who no one can believe. The fact that you even had the cojones to ask that question, giving your background of lying, questioning Kavanaugh's veracity, another example of Democrat hypocrisy.
And I agree. Kavanaugh should have said right there, all the witnesses say this didn't happen. What are you talking about? But he was nice to Ford. Oh, my daughter's praying for her. What do you make of Ford and the beggar Hostetler giant connections and the her father, grandfather, brother, all CIA in that building. And now, and she's a CIA recruiter for college. This is really smelly.
Yeah, no, look, her deep state connections are obviously, she's a shell. Again, where's the evidence? Where's the corroboration? Where's the proof? What you have are MPs.
But I mean, Kavanaugh is a neurotic bookworm. He isn't out raping women.
But he also seemed to me, in all honesty, Alex, to have no instinct for the jugular. I would have gutted Dick Blumenthal like a fish right then and there. The guy was leading with his chin beyond belief. But Ford's
so
trying
to... you're a news hound. You're a news hound. All a federal judge does is study law to keep up on it.
Yeah, it's got to be a pretty boring existence. And then there's my all-time favorite, Cory Booker. When Cory Booker was the mayor of Newark, he basically took $600,000 from a city water authority. He voted himself to award this to his own law firm, and then the law firm passed it on to him, essentially laundering it. Then he told three different stories. First, he said it was a buyout. Then he said it was deferred compensation. I forget what his third BS story was.
What is your total compromise, gangster?
Well, if he were a Hispanic Republican, let's say, he'd be in prison right now. So this guy...
Yeah, why can Maxine Waters get tens of millions to her husband's bank? Why are black Democrats allowed to engage in criminal activity, mainly swindling black constituents?
Yeah, she lives in one of the poorest, most destitute... Pardon me. She represents one of the poorest, most destitute districts in the country. She lives in a mansion outside her district. The district she represents is majority Hispanic. They can't afford carne asada. She and her husband are dining on filet mignon. The woman is a disgrace. But she gets away with it because her constant playing of the race card. Oh, you're criticizing me because I'm black. No, Maxine, we're criticizing you because you're crooked. We're criticizing you before you're corrupt. Your skin color, your ethnicity.
But let me ask you this. With Pelosi and her and Michael Moore staying in the lead, they're like crypt keepers. How good is this for everybody that Hillary and all these people are still the leaders? I mean, this is absolutely, I think, blown up in their face.
Well, the professional Democrats I know, and I know a lot of them, and I'm friendly with a lot of them, they just want Bill and Hillary to leave. Bill Clinton's a long history as a sexual assaulter and a sexual criminal.
No, I agree, but it shows they're still in control. They have such a raging you-know-what for you and I, which we're important, but not that important. I mean, well, they are obsessed with shutting us down.
Well, and I think much of the federal investigation into me is the payback for the Clintons' war on women and the Bush crime family, both available, by the way, on the Infowars.com store right now. If you want the background on these deep state criminals, you can get it at Infowars, and you can help us fight.
That's
the
right.
War.
We need financial support, Infowarsstore.com. A lot of big specials in right now. In 30 seconds, Roger. Gut level, I think Kavanaugh gets confirmed if Trump doesn't back down. I agree. He's the beta test for the next witch hunt on Trump. We need to, just for due process and for the statute of limitations, confirm Kavanaugh. But it all depends just on Trump coming out and, I think, defending him.
Here is the key point, and that is between now and the time that the FBI finishes their investigation, at least four or five new women will come forward with baseless charges that they can't support with any evidence. But they'll all get a full media ride to try to whip this into hysteria to peel off that handful of Republican votes they need to beat Kavanaugh. We need to steel ourselves against that, and we need to call BS on it the instant it happens.
All right, great job. The show's back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, David Knight, 8 a.m. Central, War Room, 3 p.m. Central, Roger Stone, and more. Infowars.com/show. Spread that link.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.